before. And then go into the two time certain items, since we've reached the trigger for both of those, then go into the regular agenda.
Item 44, authorize a special appropriation grant agreement with Street Roots in an amount not to exceed $62,887 to expand its sales area on Portland's east side and increase support and opportunities to its vendors.
Is there any testimony on this item? If you could please state your name for the record.
Super Watchdog PDX. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is that one of the concerns I have when grants are being given from the city to various nonprofits is sometimes in the grant agreements they want good PR, obviously, to the city. And what I want to make it very clear is when we're dealing with the press, and we're dealing with freedom of press, freedom of speech when we're doing public communication, I don't want a grant being given to somebody and then having a restriction in the grant that says, we really want you to say good things about us. I mean, this is the press. I want them to say good and bad. And they should have the right to do that, still receive the grant, and not feel as though in the future they won't continue to receive the grant for their good work that they do in the community, which I agree they do, and also working with the homeless, providing them additional sources of income and work, which I think is very beneficial. I just wanted to make it very clear, sometimes when grants are given, there are statements in these grants that want good PR to the city, and when we're dealing with a publication here, I want that to be removed. I want them to have the right to say, I may not like what this commissioner is doing, and I'm going to put it in my publication. I may not like their final decision they made on some of these issues. I'm going to put it in my publication. And I really hope that won't stop you from giving me the grant next year. And they shouldn't even have to worry about that, because the commissioners need to remain viewpoint neutral, content neutral, allow freedom of press, allow freedom of speech. Another issue I had on this application, as I noticed, maybe I read this wrong, but on Article 1 it said, grantee agrees to implement the development of the James Beard Public Market described in Attachment A, and that is on page 2 of 9. I don't feel that really even fits into this. I'm just bringing that to your attention that I review all these agreements. I go over everything as a watchdog. I did notice that. That's a concern to me being in this grant application. Other than that, again, like I say, I commend Street Roots on their work, and I commend you and do agree with you being approved for this grant without the limitation of you being able to put down the commissioners or the mayor in your publication and feel free to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lighting, where is that limitation?
Yes, sir. That would be on the PR, which would be, let me get to this real fast. Okay, it would follow under the publicity.
On the second, 2 of 9, Article 2.
That is correct.
Article 3.
Under publicity. And what I want to just have it made very clear, and in some of these grants also, is that as a publication, they should have a right to freedom of press and to state what they want, even if it's going to be negative toward the city, toward the grant, toward anything. And I don't want that limitation put in due to the fact they are the press. And that's just my position on this grant. Now, if they weren't the press, I might not say that. But being the press, I want them to have that independent freedom to really say what they want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Shedrick. Yeah, I'm Shedrick J. Wilkins, and I have a tendency, well, I took economics classes at Portland State University that there's a public sector and there's a private sector. I'll compliment Willamette Week, like Lightning's trying to say, because it can say whatever it wants. It gets raunchy, and you won't get that out of the Oregonian. And so, but I do believe that street routes should function by itself. There's no need to give it any money or any grants for anything. I agree with Commissioner Fish that if you really are homeless, you should go to the Bud Clark Commons or the Sisters of the Road Cafe and be with other homeless people and figure out what to do. My opinion that street routes is more poetry. It's and it doesn't need any money from the city. And you know, I don't like the idea that somehow street routes is some way to get valuable information to homeless people. That is not a good argument. So I don't know why the public sector is involved with the thing.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And this is a complex issue. It's easy to be of two minds of it. On one hand, street routes is great, and the people distributing street routes are extremely marginalized, extremely oppressed people, and I want as little strings as possible on anything that helps those people. On the other hand, we know that marginalized and oppressed people that have very low incomes, including people that work with Albertina, are actual clients, service workers of Albertina Kerr and of Goodwill, are often victims of the very system that helped them. So while you're planning this investment in street routes, I hope that all you commissioners will have whatever conversations you're able to have with yourselves and especially with the public to learn about people who are in such dire situations and unable to get really good traction with public service agencies that the only income they have is maybe not even their EBT card. And when you get EBT SNAP, you have no money to buy clean underwear or hygiene items. And those people can't remain forever dependent. That's psychologically damaging. So in addition to approving this grant with Street Roots, I hope that there will be money as you work with the county on the Joint Office of Homeless Services to track the ability of people that want to at Street Roots, connect with vocational rehab, move into PHC and other full-time independent granting work. Not a pressure system where people that are feel afraid to affiliate with Street Roots because they're going to be drug into a system they don't want to participate in, but so that people are doing Street Roots, have enhanced connectivity with the state VR system, with PHC, if they're eligible and comfortable with PHC or Albertina Kerr, then that should be open to them. But, you know, there are no one-size-fits-all solutions. So when we invest in Street Roots, we actually want to invest in great outcomes and maximum independency, maximum independence and self-sufficiency for people who are Street Roots vendors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. For the record again, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. When I saw this item, I was really taken back because I love Street Roots. I really do. I think the articles are really good articles, and the vendors on the street, we always tried to give them a couple extra dollars for coffee when we buy street routes. So we're very aware of the newspaper, and as you heard, we're all seem to be in support of it. However, it took me by surprise. This is a newspaper, all right? We don't take any money in Individuals for Justice from anybody. We really don't. Not county, not state, not feds. And the reason we don't do that is we want to be able to tell you to go to hell. We want to be able to say to you, you're screwed up. We want to be able to say, and sometimes we've done it, and curse at you and get thrown out. How do I do that if you give me a grant? I mean, I do not aggravate my wife, Patty, because she's got the money. I do not aggravate her. It seems to me
wise man.
That this is a bad idea on its basis to have a newspaper getting funding from a city that it spends a lot of its time criticizing. So what happens? Recently, there was an article, and at the end of the article, the public broadcasting system that did the article said that Bayer did not want to point fingers. That was the end of the article. What does that say if they take grants? Have you ever seen me not point fingers? I do your names. I point fingers straight at you because I don't take any money. So our concern is somehow you have to insulate that newspaper and tell them either in writing or in action that if they get up here and say you're a bunch of bums, you're not going to take their grant back. Okay? Or you're not going to not give them the grant next time around. It's a problem. And you don't have the solution yet. Find a solution for this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Hey,
my name is Wayne Wignes. I just briefly wanted to make comment that about five companies, national media companies, now own what 50 used to own, I believe, back in the 1950s. So this monopolization of the media industry is definitely a problem. Studies have shown that people are surprisingly not swayed by their position. Their thinking is not swayed by what the media reports, but what they give thought to has been shown to be swayed by what media report. And so when it comes to homelessness, you can see how this could be a problem. For example, I had no idea that the Harbor of Hope project, what progress is still being made on it, until the Northwest Examiner reported last week that what's going on with it. And they pointed out that Willamette, the other media industry papers, they're ignoring it. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there any further comment on the city council? Otherwise, Commissioner Saltzman, sir.
I guess I am struck by the reference to the James Beard Public Market. It seems totally out of place in this agreement, so I would move to strike Article 1.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Could you tell me what that is, please?
Article 1, page 2.
Article 1, page 2.
So I second it, and my guess, colleague, since we've already adopted the special appropriation list, my guess is that this is a Scrivener's error, has nothing to do. So we're just, the amendment would be to attach the right scope of work to this. It has the correct scope of work. It would just be to modify Article 1 so it refers to the proper exhibit, and which has nothing to do with James Beard Public Market. So I second the motion.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Sue, can you call the roll on the amendment?
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. To the main motion, can you call the roll?
Fritz.
Well, this was one of the special appropriations. As you may remember, last budget, we set aside $1 million and invited anybody who wished to do so to submit a grant application, and then a committee of all five of the council office's staff made those selections. So this is one of these. I think this discussion, we've lost the fact that this is to help street routes expand to the east side and increase support and opportunities. And we actually have a proud tradition of funding people and things that disagree with the council. I think Gretchen Kefouri once said that we pay the neighborhood associations are in some ways paid to tell us we're wrong. So I know that Israel Bayer would not have applied for this grant if he thought that it would in any way compromise his journalistic integrity, and I'm very proud to support Street Roots. Aye.
Fish.
Mayor, we've revamped our special appropriation process in part to respond to an audit that was released and some concerns we had with the community, and I think it is now a better, more democratic process. I enthusiastically support this particular appropriation. And just a couple pieces of context. We have a proud tradition, as Commissioner Fritz alludes to, of supporting organizations like Street Roots. In fact, one of the cornerstones of our collective efforts to address homelessness is that we fund the Rose City Resource Guide, which is a publication of Street Roots and something dates back, I think, to the Eric Sten days, and we're very proud of that relationship. Also, I think something that's lost in this is if you look at the impact statement, we're reminded that Street Roots is at its core a nonprofit that helps people experiencing homelessness, many of whom are experiencing poverty, mental and physical disabilities, create opportunity for themselves, which is why all of us buy Street Roots, which is why during this storm a number of us bought more than one copy and sometimes actually paid more than the face value for Street Roots, because we're supporting people in their desire to be self-sufficient. And finally, on the question of their editorial independence, I don't think either Joanne or Israel or any of the award-winning reporters have to worry about editorial independence. They take us to task on a regular basis on homelessness, affordable housing, Superfund, equity, and I continue. I would hope that that proud tradition continues, whether we fund them or not. Aye.
Othman.
Aye.
Daly.
I'd just like to add that I heard your concerns. I don't feel that Article 3 publicity would in any way hinder Street Roots' ability to report freely and criticize us. It's common practice for a grant giver to expect some kind of acknowledgement from a grantee. This is certainly not an order for them to give us free, sparkling publicity. So, aye.
Wheeler.
I don't think they can be bought for the price of this grant.
Yeah.
Aye. The grant is approved. I understand Mr. Herman has shown up, so Sue, if you wouldn't mind going back to communications with the forbearance of my colleagues to allow Mr. Herman his 3 minutes.
Actually, I had a notice from one of the staff that I wasn't going to be rescheduled till February, so I brought the email with me, but I ran on the computer and found out that my name was on there today, so I'm really not prepared. If I'd come in next week, that would be good. If that's,
I'm sure we can accommodate that if that would be your preference.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Yeah, sorry about the confusion. I apologize. Back to the time certain issues on the regular agenda. If you could call item 41.